to counseling, and for the first time, admitted to myself and to someone else that I had a problem with alcohol. I didn't think I was an alcoholic. I wasn't even sure what that was. But I knew my life was out of control. The dean allowed me to withdraw from that class the day before the final exam on one condition. I had to enter a treatment center. I agreed. A few days went by. With the pressure lifted, my life did not look so unmanageable. In fact, it looked as if I was back in the saddle. So I thanked the dean for his help, but told him that I would be okay on my own. I did not go to a rehab. 2 weeks later, I walked through a second-story window. After insulting the emergency room personnel, I slipped into unconsciousness, where I remained for 5 days. I awoke in a neck brace with complete double vision. My parents were furious. I was flown home, and the future looked bleak. God's timing, however, is impeccable. My college had a long history of drinkers, including Dr. Bob. At the time of my accident, the deans were assessing how to respond to student alcohol abuse and were waiting to try out their latest idea, Alcoholics Anonymous. I was the test case. They told me in no uncertain terms that I would never get back into this college unless I went to AA. Under that pressure, I went to my first meeting. Looking back, that may have been the first healthy decision I ever made with respect to alcohol. One definition of a bottom is the point when the last thing you lost or the next thing you are about to lose is more important to you than booze. That point is different for everyone, and some of us die before we get there.